My son's fascinated by lemmings. You know, the furry little things that are famous for drowning themselves en masse. The idea that an entire population would periodically try and kill itself off amazes him. I've tried to tell him that the mass suicides are not intentional. What the lemmings are actually trying to do is find new sources of food when their population gets too big. He can't imagine an entire species would be that dumb and still survive. But I can. Just look at the human species. For years, we've been told that climate change is the single greatest threat to our survival. We know that smog is a preventable cause of death, and we also know that water, the one thing we can't live without, is becoming polluted at an alarming rate. And everybody's gung-ho to do something to help clean up this mess, just as long as it doesn't cost anything. So the EPA announcement that ash from coal plants isn't going to be classified as toxic was sadly predictable. Forget about the fact that the stuff contains arsenic, mercury, cadmium, and other toxic metals. Forget about the fact that the U.S. generates about 100 million tons of the stuff every year. The bottom line is regulating the waste was going to cost the coal power industry an estimated $5 billion. One more time, the environment loses to the bottom line. Coal-fired generation is a major source of greenhouse gases and smog, but unfortunately, coal is also a really cheap way to generate electricity. In an economy that puts profits above a clean environment, the only way we're going to break the coal habit is to make it more expensive than cleaner alternatives. Legislation would have forced coal generators to install protective liners at disposal sites. They'd also have to regularly monitor groundwater. Both of these would have been steps in the right direction. The end result would have been higher electricity prices and cleaner groundwater. So instead, we're going to continue to rely on dirty sources of electricity until the air and the water become so polluted that our very survival is threatened. But unlike the lemmings that at least have the option of swimming away to find greener pastures, we'll have no place else to go.